Hi, everybody. Welcome back. It's the final day of 2025. I cannot believe it. What a year. What a year 2025 has been. I'm so excited to have Gons in court here, and we're going to go through everything that has come out for 2025. There was a lot. There was a
Oh
lot of
man, so
shit
much.
that came out. Like,
Mostly kits.
there
Mostly
was
kits.
there was 18 kits that came out. I had to double check this because a graphic came out earlier last week saying there was 20. No, there's 18. We've gone through the list. We've checked it twice. We didn't I didn't miss anything. But I'm excited to be here with you too to talk about kind of The Sims and a lot of things that happened this year. Obviously, besides all of the releases, we'll talk about more about the buyout near the end. But yeah, before we dive in, how was your guys' year? Did it live up to everything you wanted?
Yeah, I think so. I think it was a pretty fantastic year for me professionally and personally. Obviously a lot of ups and downs, mostly downs in the general world climate, if you will, right? But aside from that, you know, healthy and alive, and that's all really a lot of people can hope for. So, yeah.
I couldn't agree more.
Yeah, and for me, my son was born at the end of 2024, so I got to spend this year getting to know him. So solace in that, while the rest of the world seems to be in shambles. But yeah, and then in terms of content, it's been great. Gons approached me to start helping him film content, and then he decided he wanted to start doing long form videos and deep dives into certain townies and certain subjects in The Sims, and it's been awesome. And we were hoping that we would have a good turnout, and we've had like over millions of views in all of for all of the videos. So yeah, great time for us, I would say.
For
No, that's
sure, we're killing
I'm glad I'm so proud of you both. Round of applause. Everybody listening to this, round of
it. You're
applause.
not gonna hype yourself up, Gon,
No,
so I have
I feel I was hyping
to.
myself. Finger snaps all around.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I cannot think of a better way. Let's dive in. Gons, you actually did the homework and you actually divided it
As per
by month
usual.
by month. So please, my friend, lead the way.
I love one second though. We need to say Stassi was like, I did the homework, it's all good. And Gons was like, I did too. And she was like, oh no, I got the list, we're good. And then now she's like, oh Gons, you did the homework, you take over, because she realized Gons
You know
did it in
what? Right, just
chronological order.
You put it, I had all intentions on doing that today. However, that did not happen.
No, for sure. Yeah. So I think ironically, when we start the conversation about 2025, we actually have to start a little earlier at the beginning of the year, sometime around November of
Okay.
last year, right? Because that's when I filmed Behind the Sims with La Lady Panda and Kayla and Merv and everyone like that, right? So we had a tea simmer too. Sorry, I was trying to remember everybody that was there. And we filmed it in November, and it came out, I believe, in the beginning of the year, right? That was like the first thing that
It was
occurred,
like
right?
January 12th or 13th or something like
That's
that.
right, that's right. And that was when we dropped the news about the Comfy Gamer Kit, right? It was the first three releases of 2025. Were the Comfy Gamer Kit, which was a collaboration with the Little Simsy, and then the Secret Sanctuary Kit and the Casanova Cave Kit, right? And obviously, one of those kits overshadows the other. I can't tell you how many times I'm watching a stream and people are like, "Oh, let me pull something out of Comfy Gamer or something like that," right? Kayla's kit really trumped those two significantly, which made me really sad, because the Secret Sanctuary and the Casanova Cave kit were the closest kits I've ever gotten to like lore, right? Because the Secret Sanctuary kit was supposed to be like the Bella Goth kit, and the Casanova Cave kit was supposed to be the Don Lothario kit. And they, like, you know, for the most part, they've kind of fallen under the radar. I don't really see builders using them all that much or pieces from it all that much. The Casanova Cave kit like sucks. Like, that's a bad kit. Like, there's like nothing in there. It's like very kind of trashy. I don't think it looks good. But I love the Comfy Gamer Kit. I love the IKEA vibes and the nostalgia of that particular kit, which I really liked. And I think it's important to note also that Kayla's kit, the Comfy Gamer Kit, wasn't a creator kit, although the idea had already started to brew in the community then and there. But hers was actually just a full-on collaboration kit that she released, right? And yeah, I think that's probably I believe that's everything that happened in January. The Behind the Sims event, obviously much bigger than just the four of us that were there. I know a ton of creators were asked to film for the intro segment in like their different languages and everything. I know like Nard was on there. You had English Simmer. Everybody was part of that. You know, big events. Which was a ton of fun. And I think, and correct me if I'm wrong, Court, but I think that was also when the big live streams happened, right? Like the Sims live streams happened around that time as well. Yeah, that was also a huge ton of fun for a lot of the streamers that were involved in that, which was super, super cool.
Yeah, it was for the 25th birthday, right? They had 25 hours of stream.
Exactly.
Yes. Yeah, it was really cool.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed the kits when they came out. I definitely used the Cozy Gamer Kit for offices and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. I loved the posters and all of the nostalgia. I loved how they really played into the different, like the social bunny, the spaceship. Like they really went lore heavy on that. Mm-hmm. And even with the Casanova kit, there were photos with Dawn Lothario, and if you checked the different swatches, it was Dawn with different women.
Different girls,
and some of them like you wouldn't expect. Like I'm pretty sure Clara Bjergsen is in one of them. And it just didn't make sense. So it like added to the lore of like who Dawn is seeing that you aren't aware that he's seeing.
Yeah, those were a lot of fun and kind of his like workout pictures and stuff like that, and him being on like posters and stuff. I mean that was really fun. It was a really clever kit. It just really didn't have any staying power at that point.
No, you've said this before. I don't know if you've said it on a podcast, but usually when they do three kits, it's because they like if they did just two, they don't really hold up on their own. So they usually do three because they're kind of they don't really have what it takes to stand alone.
That's exactly right, Simmer. So if EA ever releases three kits in a row, that means that they have enough content for two kits. They just want to milk a third one out of you. That's just the reality of it. Mm-hmm. Because if not, they would just release two of them, right?
Yeah.
That's just the straight up the truth about it, right? At the end of January, like the very close end of January, we had the creator kits come out, right? We had the Refined Living Room and the Business Chic kits come out from Pierre Sim and Madeline. Mm-hmm. Received very positively, if I remember correctly, right?
Oh, like, yeah.
They were really good kits. They were really pretty. Speaking as a creator, I remember the first thought I had when these kits came out was, how are creators being compensated for this, right? Like that was actually a thought process that went through my head. There's obviously NDAs, and I would never break any kind of disclosure for anybody like that. I do know, and I could say this very broadly, they do get compensated very well. It is like I would say, like if you're a small time creator, you know, you're not, you know, Lil Simsy or Karen and Connie, it's a life changing amount of money. You know what I mean? But it's not you're not buying a mansion in the Hamptons either, kind of deal. You know what I mean? I thought that was really, really cool to learn about.
I was so happy too. Yeah. For example, like Madeline, see, I've been a Patreon purchaser. I want early access to all of their stuff immediately as soon as it comes out. And I'm pretty sure I've been a Patreon member for them since like 2020, 2021. Oh, and so to see them like getting paid like EA money now, like I'm so happy for them. And this eventually started happening. I won't go into who, because we have a lot of kits and everything to go through, but to see all of these creators that I've been following and obsessed with for years, you know, get their flowers and get showcased, it's amazing. I'm really happy for them.
Absolutely. I think we all got really excited about kind of the possibilities of what this would mean. And I think a very common critique that people got was like, you know, this is just CC. Like, why is this like cost money and stuff like that? But I think people continue to forget that kits really are predominantly for console users, right? Like that was their, mm-hmm. that was their intention, their reason for existing. And again, realistically, like I'm not here to like devalue, like, you know, what these things cost or what kind of impact they have, but you know, it's meant to be, you know, $4.99, at least they were $40.99. Things have changed, USD. But that was always the low cost, low, you know, stuff that you put in there, right? So yeah, that was their initial intentions. Yeah. But I think that was all of January.
Nope.
Oh, what did I miss?
Missed the re-release of Sims 1 and Sims 2, ooh, which was January 31st.
I'm just kidding.
You're fired, Dawn.
I am fired. Yeah, so I gotta tell you, it was really funny for me. Now, I'm obviously a big Sims 1 and Sims 2 fan, especially from like a lore perspective. Mm-hmm. I think Court and I spend a lot of time in those games whenever we're making our videos. Which is frustrating at times because of how difficult it is to maneuver and navigate. What I loved the most about it, though, was watching every streamer out there, or like the majority of streamers, like playing it and then mm-hmm. like doing it once and then never doing it again because they forgot exactly how brutally horrible The Sims 1 truly is. Like, The Sims 1 is an unforgiving game. It is an absolutely unforgiving game. You can't take two steps without your knees tanking into like nothing, you know, like it is just the worst experience in the world, you know?
I have literally just tried to keep a sim alive mm-hmm. while I'm waiting for something else mm-hmm. to happen mm-hmm. and it's the most trying thing ever. I feel like such a failure. Like, I really think, like, looking after like a full-fledged animal and a full-fledged baby are so much easier than looking after one sim in The Sims yeah. 1.
No, for sure. No, agreed. It's so punishingly difficult. But again, it was amazing to see that happen. For the longest time, The Sims 1 and 2 were considered to be abandonedware, mm-hmm. right? Which from like a, you know, quasi-legal perspective meant that people were like free to download and just install the game themselves and figure it out and everything like that. But the Sims team went ahead and updated it for new hardware, new processors, you know, added widescreen support, et cetera, and released the games. And it was a great walkthrough through memory lane. I love the commercial that they made for it. It was a very kind of like nostalgia baited commercial that they did, which I think went around really, really well. And honestly, just amazing to see those games, you know, in circulation. I personally remember saying that it was a miss that they didn't include The Sims 3. I understand yeah. why they couldn't. That's a big ask, mm-hmm. right? But that would have been so much fun. Because I think The Sims 3 really is kind of like the greatest of the four, you know, like in its scope and size. So I would have loved to have seen that, you know, not even necessarily like hard, like high quality or anything, because you don't really need to do that. Just like a standalone, like $60 version of The Sims 3 with all of the packs that you can just buy and play. That is value for money, in my opinion, right? Because even today, if you wanted to play The Sims 3 with all of the kits, it would still cost you hundreds of dollars. Like it's not like a reduced price. It is still very much the same price as it was before, and because of that, it is just prohibitively expensive for anybody that really wants to get into it. So that's just the reality of that.
It is. Honestly, I think I got the most excited about seeing 1 and 2 come back out is I've done a lot of interviews over the years, and there are so many Simmers out there that have never had the opportunity to play Sims 1 and Sims 2 because they were not fucking alive when those games came out. So it was just really cool to see The Sims 2 cutscenes. Everyone forgot about them, how hard it was.
I love The Sims 2 cutscenes really so cool. much.
Right. Keeping so keeping your Sims alive in Sims 1, how tacky the furniture was. I do appreciate that they try to keep it pretty still scaled to the size, especially for Sims 1 having that perfect square brings me so much joy. But I was,
it was also
I was,
problematic.
The animations as well in The Sims 2 are so good. Like the cooking, like watching the like somebody cook and the whole animation of any of the meals, even like grocery shopping and stuff, it's so much better than what we have.
No, it is.
Absolutely.
It's significantly better. No, it will always be better. That's honestly why
even playing chess. Like if you get Alexander Goth to play chess in their house, he gets up and like puts books up onto the chair because he's not tall enough to reach to play the game of chess. Like it's so sweet. They did so many cute little things that they just didn't do in Sims 4.
Exactly. Well, do you want to move on to February?
Yeah, absolutely. I don't have the actual in-game events on me, so hit me with it. Do we have anything in February? Because I have
them
to March.
Oh my God! I'm sorry. Did you not do the homework?
I did not do that homework. I didn't do the in-game events.
I literally was thinking, I was like, wait, there was other things. The only thing that was in February was the Blast from the Past, which came with Sims 1 and Sims 2. Honestly, that was the only event that I would have, if I was to ever do an event, that would be the one, because they brought back those classic items from previous versions into Sims 4.
Yeah, they absolutely did. What was interesting is that if you look at the items that were released in Blast of the Past, one of them, if I remember correctly, I don't remember the exact item, but one of them actually had a reference to Skip Broke, which in hindsight, I think was probably a call to the fact that an Easter egg to what they were working on with Adventure Awaits. Mm-hmm. Expansions tend to take about a year to produce, for those of you who don't know. And it tends to be two or three teams at a time within EA that are building these expansion packs. So it's very possible that even at this point, they knew that they were going to bring back Skip Broke. And they were like, oh, let's just put a reference to him into the item because he's about to come back or whatever. So yeah, just a fun little thing that came out then and there.
A little Easter egg. But February, that was it, right? It was just, I mean, let's not just say, not that's just it there. There was 5 kits and 2 re-releases of games. That's a lot of content that came out.
Yeah, it was. It definitely was.
They needed a break.
Yeah, I think it was honestly a really strong January to begin. Mm-hmm. However, I do feel overall, okay? And in fact, we had this conversation on your podcast. I felt like it was a weak January if you take out the releases of The Sims 1 and 2. Because not a lot happened for The Sims 4, right? Like, not a lot happened at all. I think people were expecting, like, an announcement of an expansion pack or something like that, but that didn't happen. And I remember like the final big reveal I don't think it was the release of Sims 1 and 2. I don't think that was the big final announcement. I think that happened like midway, if I'm remembering correctly. And I think that it was like an event that kind of ended with a little whimper, you know.
I was just going to say I recall going back to when Little Simsy like acknowledged the release of the Cozy Gamer Kit, how they did that was kind of just last minute. Like I don't know. I felt like marketing kind of dropped the ball a bit when it came to launching any of the 5 things in January. Like it was just kind of like, by the way, we're doing this. Mm-hmm. And then they wouldn't really talk about it. It didn't get hyped up. It wasn't like all over social media. Like, They didn't really do a great job of that. And then they kind of overkilled the marketing with the February Back to the Future, Blast from the Past.
Yeah, that was honestly, I think that was the biggest surprise for me too, going back to the conversation. You had an event that featured Emmett Revelart, literally from The Sims 3, right? Mm-hmm. You're telegraphing something related to The Sims 3, and then it turns out to be nothing. Just a little Easter egg of a Sims 3 major character from Into the Future just hanging out in the game. Like, that's it. You know what I mean? Like, it made me sad. I wanted
Sims I thought 3. They would be launching like a futuristic world or something, or that like it was some kind of Easter egg into something bigger, but it wasn't.
Agreed. Yeah. Agreed. Made me sad, Panda.
Yeah. Okay.
So moving into that, you're good. We had business and hobbies.
Business and Hobbies was March. I mean, I was very excited for that expansion pack. I literally build businesses. That is, if I have to build, that is what I build. And the fact
It
that it was there,
revolutionized the game. Like,
absolutely.
yeah,
It
like
was
I
it
loved
yeah.
Nordhavn, and yeah, like I appreciated the world and everything. But even if you didn't appreciate that, the whole revolutionizing the UI for businesses in itself was worth it as a pack.
Yeah, it was one of those, it's one of those tentpole packs, like kind of like Seasons and Cats and Dogs that you kind of need to get, right? And the only thing that made me sad about the small business system is that it didn't replace anything. And what I mean by that is like you had the small business system, but then you still had restaurants, you still had veterinarians, you still have, and all that's just sitting there, right? And it's not evergreen. Like it's not constantly being updated. Like it would have felt better if they would have said, no, we're revamping the whole system.
Consolidate.
There's not going to be like a retail spot anymore. There's just going to be the business system, and you put that on any lot and you can set up whatever business you want, right? And I think that was the most disappointing thing. However, this was the pack that started to do like the tradition of like deep cut lore characters into their expansions. I don't think anybody was expecting characters from Herb's Sims in the City from the GameCube and PS2 to be featured so heavily within Nordhavn. I believe it was Cannonball Coleman, Crispin Black, and Grandma Hattie, I believe, were one of the, and then the child of or the ward of Crispin was actually the son, or sorry, the child of another character within Herbs as well, right? So lots of Herbs references, which again, super weird since that game was a colossal failure. A fun game, don't get me wrong. Herbs is an amazingly fun game, but it was a failure. Oh, separate note, and I know I tend to get off topic. Did you guys know that the Herbs was meant to be a whole like series spin-off? Like
What?
EA low key was like, guys, the Herbs is going to be the new thing. It's going to be this thing that's just going to catapult itself into its own. And it was because listen, in the Herbs, they never refer to a sim. They're called Herbs. Like they were so certain that Herbs Sims in the City was going to do amazing because they had the Black Eyed Peas in it, and they were like, this is going to do amazing, and it fucking flopped. Like it flopped so hard in comparison, right? So that never went anywhere. Unfortunately, never went anywhere. But seeing them back in Nordhavn was incredible. I liked how I liked a lot of there was a lot of lore in it. A lot of lore in it. I
And
really liked.
your favorite townie of all time was created,
Oh,
Trashly Real Person.
Trashly Real Pearson. No, Trashly is bae. Like I love Trashly. They stand out like a sore thumb. You know what they are? They're this era's like llama cheerleader. You guys remember like in The Sims 3, the llama cheerleader would just appear at every new household to like give you a random ass gift. That is exactly what Trashly is, because Trashly is almost always in the welcome wagon, regardless of which world you're in, and they just literally pop up out of nowhere, and it's the most disorienting thing I could possibly think of, right? But it was a really I liked it a lot. I liked it a lot. I was a big supporter of businesses and hobbies, and it made me really excited for like the next upcoming packs. People said that it could have been a game pack, like the small business system could have been a game pack. I don't know if I agree with that. I feel like there was a lot in there,
I
but
love the
maybe.
build buy stuff as well, like the architecture, the roof aspects. Like they had those, oh, I'm totally spacing at what they're called now, but those like tall decals that you can put on top of your roofs, and
Oh,
it was gorgeous. Yeah,
that
I was,
dude.
as an architecture buff, I'm really mad at myself that this word is not coming to me right now. But
There you
yeah,
go.
I thought that was definitely a standalone expansion pack, architecture wise. It was so like modern meets, old architecture. I was a big fan of that. And I really liked the relationship dynamics within the lore too. Like there were these rival families
I love that a lot.
over what kind of cookies are
It was
they?
it was a
Jelly
jelly
bean?
jelly like a jelly worm cookie or something. Like that.
I think they're called jelly bean cookies.
Jelly bean and cookies. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, there was a whole battle about it. It was so cute.
Agreed. Agreed. It was super dumb. But yeah, so then obviously into April we had the creator kit. Else would you have? What did I miss?
Hit you me. Missed.
You're, okay, you drive. You drive.
Thank you. My Sims was on PC. That came out March 18th.
Okay, we keep talking about things that don't matter. Got it. Understood.
Oh my God! Right. Shut the fuck up.
Okay. All right,
I said everything that came out for the Sims this year. We're talking about events. We're talking about other games. Okay. Yeah, we're going to talk about the board game in July. We have to talk about the other stuff.
Fair enough. Yeah. So My Sims, obviously, that was an unexpected release. Fantastic series of games.
Get buttered.
Unfortunately, I think that it's a little nostalgia coded because they were made for children. Mm-hmm. And I think it's fair to say that the demographic currently of the Sims community is not children. It's adults. So there was a lot of nostalgia into it, but there definitely wasn't any new players looking to play My Sims for the very first time. Very slow, very childish. Mm-hmm. So again, if you want to play an old game from your childhood, by all means, go ahead. But it wasn't anything too revolutionary. But they went full into it. Like throughout this year, they released My Sims on everything. Yeah. I think that my Samsung refrigerator can currently play My Sims. I think it rivals Skyrim in its releases. It's currently out for the Switch, the PlayStation, the Xbox, the PC. It's out for mobile as well. The amount of effort that they put into getting this game out is impressive, considering nobody is playing it. So gotta give it to them on that.
it's for the five fans out there that asked for it.
Exactly.
It's for
exactly.
You guys.
Exactly.
Okay, but exactly. April, we got two kits. We got the sleek bathroom kit and the sweet allure kit. Both good kits.
Yeah, so those are the creator kits. Honestly, I thought Cibluette's kits were beautiful, really pretty items. Harris, Double O Brittany's kits were pretty. There was some drama here, if I remember correctly.
Mm-hmm.
I think the problem was that A Harris, Double O Brittany did something very common in the CC community, which was a texture swapping kind of deal. Where you would take an existing texture and you would redo it, you would revamp it, and then you'd re-release it. And apparently that's something that A Harris, Double O Brittany did, and that pissed off a lot of people on Sims Twitter. Sims Twitter got really, really upset and kind of went into them really freaking hard about that. And that was sad to see. I understand kind of both sides, not to both sides of the conversation or whatever, but no. I kind of understand where they're coming from. So can't blame them there.
No.
Yeah,
you cannot. Yeah. But that was April.
Yeah.
Yeah. May, we start out strong with three kits that nobody remembered was coming out, which was on the roadmap until two days before. I think The Sims forgot too. Because everyone's are you still having kits come out? And then they're like, oh shit, we didn't submit the homework. Yes.
I think at this point, we started to really feel the kit fatigue if you hadn't felt it already. Yes. But yeah, it started to get to a point where it's this is excessive. What is going on?
Yeah. So once again, we had the dreaded three kit dilemma, mm-hmm. right? So we had the Restoration Workshop, we had the Golden Years, and then we had Kitchen Clutter.
Yep.
And again, the standout crap one was Golden Years. I think that's fair to say.
Yeah.
It was the Kaz kit, but who wants that? Realistically, who wants that, right? The kitchen clutter kit was beautiful. I loved the refrigerator with the magnets in front of it. I thought that was great. It was really cottagecore, right? And I loved the little basket that you can order groceries from. I thought that was amazing. That really was the standout. I remember being disappointed with Restoration Workshop because it did have a fridge, like a 50s era kind of fridge that you could it came a grungy version and then a cleaned up version.
Yeah.
And then it had a bunch of shelving, but they weren't actual shelves.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which that really pissed me off. That made me really angry when I saw that on stream. But I like the color. I like the style of it. Agreed. No one ever talks about it nowadays. But I will say that fridge from Kitchen Clutter gets used in damn near every single build I see online. If they have a child, that frickin' fridge is on there in some capacity. I promise you. So stand out.
When it came to golden years, this was my theory the whole time. Everyone for years is like, we want more seniors. We want more things to do with seniors. And they get so fucking close. They'll give a shit. And then it cuts out halfway through. And everyone's like, you know, let's do a golden year. Let's get like another from 45 to 110. Let's get someone in their 70s. And they're like, sure, we'll give you golden years. We'll give you fashion. Okay.
Exactly.
We gave it to you. Bye.
We'll give you high-rise pants.
They really do fashion. Like, they were so half-assed with it. Like, I remember looking at the outfits and, like, there was, I think there was, like, no shoes or something.
No.
Like, there was
I think there were galoshes, but that's it. Mud boots. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I just think if you're going to do that, like, be about it. You know what I mean? Like, it felt like we just kind of were like, okay, we're going to do a kit. Like, let's do one or two of everything, kind of.
And I think people were like, how come there aren't like wheelchairs and like, you know, canes and stuff like that, walkers. Yeah, agreed.
I understand why they can't really do that. They struggle with the animations for it, but
you know, a new lifespan, you know, just put something that, you know, instead of high-waisted pants that no one's going to wear.
Agreed.
Yeah. But that's
they look great on hipsters too. It's not
they did for
old people.
June was a quiet month.
Yes.
The only thing I saw was Nature's Calling, which literally was the last day of June.
Yeah. So Nature's Calling was announced, and I think you know, at that point, you know, the it had been speculated that we were going to get fairies. Mm-hmm. There was a lot of rumor mills happening, and it was clear from like the Nature's Calling event that was a for sure thing. And I gotta say, with these like login rewards and the login events and stuff like that that started coming out, I am not a fan. I am just realistically not a fan.
Me either.
I don't like timed content. I think that that's gross. Mm-hmm. I think that The Sims is moving towards a live service model, which is basically like feed limited time content, kind of like Fortnite does, right? And I really think that that's the goal moving forward. And I think it's just disappointing, but I understand like the monetary aspect of it, but yeah, not a fan of the events.
Neither am I.
I don't think there was anything good in it. I don't remember. I think there was like a rock.
Was that when you could get the fairy? No, you couldn't get the.
It was like a bathing suit, like a green, like it was like a grass bathing suit and then a rock.
Oh, I did like that. I ended up using them for like the fairies and stuff.
Right.
But yeah, for sure. I already forgot about it.
Exactly. But then, of course, we had Enchanted by Nature, right? That came out July. So listen. In hindsight, I can say that really should have been a game pack, right? Like, there wasn't a lot happening there as far as, like, you know, features are concerned. If you were to compare it to, like, Werewolves and Vampires and Realm of Magic, it feels kind of the same.
You're right. It is more like that. Yeah, but do they do game packs anymore? Like, when's
no,
the last
they don't.
Time?
So that's the thing. Last
year.
The thing.
Last year was the last game.
Last year
pack.
Was the last one. But again, every occult, with the exception of Island Living, has been a game pack.
Yeah, right? Exactly. Right.
And I feel like in order to make it an expansion pack, they had to add a lot of stuff to it that made it stupid. You know what I mean? Like, there was a lot of non-fairy stuff in there that could have been something completely different. And I think we lost a lot of like the focus because of it. Like, imagine if like the werewolf game pack came out and it included a world where like only some people are werewolves, and then over here are people who just really like trees. And that's why they're there, because they really like trees, right? Like, it doesn't make sense, right? So I would have appreciated, and again, you have this world of Innisgreen, which is a beautiful world, right? And then you just have this small, tiny little bitty neighborhood for fairies. Like this, it's literally a circle area, and that's all you get, right? Mm-hmm. And I thought that was disappointing. I will
the
say
tree though, lot, though. The tree
yeah,
lot
the tree lot was
amazing.
I will say that it was a beautiful world. The Cads was beautiful. The build by was beautiful. Fairies are great. The lore was exceptional. Again, we saw the return of characters from like Making Magic. and The Sims 2, and just fantastic amounts of lore in that pack. But I think a lot of people, after they hyped, like, everyone wanted fairies, and then they came out, and then everyone was like, yeah, okay.
Yeah, do people still play with fairies? It was like the whole horse thing. We got horses. Does anyone still play with horses?
No, they don't.
No.
Now the summer dreams appear everywhere.
They do. They pop in everywhere. Everywhere they are. Yeah. Oberon is such a hoe. Every single place, for sure.
He is. I did love the stories, though, that they that you get through.
Yeah, the little rumors, the fairy tales. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I love those.
Yeah,
those
and are great. They had started doing that with, like, the San Sequoia pack and everything. Yeah. Cottage living, where if you go talk to the townies, you start to get more gossip and stuff, and you can get more lore. And felt like they did a really good job. I loved the Bob and Eliza story and the Nancy and Malcolm story.
In my video, right, when I talked about this, I said that I was so excited because they had introduced, like, a notebook feature, which was a feature that, like, put all your lore into this fancy little notebook. And I was like, this is going to be amazing. Future packs are going to, like, use this. And, like, it's going to – no future pack has used that. Like, speaking from the future, nothing goes in there. Nothing since then goes into that stupid book. It's like, why did you do it? It's like the other teams were like, nah, can't even bother. It was a really disappointing miss. And this is kind of what I mean about not updating features. It doesn't make any sense. But
I think people expected almost like a Sims 2 memories situation.
Yeah.
With that notebook, and it just didn't. Again, they promised something, and then it was just disappointment again.
Exactly. Agreed.
Yep.
Agreed.
Yeah.
So what's next? What happens? What else happens in the year?
Okay, so we're in. We also have July. We also have the board game.
Ooh,
the
yes,
Sims board the Sims game board came game. Out in July. Yes,
made by Goliath Games. You know, it's funny, when I heard about it, I thought, like, this is nonsense. How do you make The Sims into a board game? This is ridiculous. I remember saying that on my live and everything. Like, I was like, whatever. And then I got to play it, and honestly, it's a super fun game. Like, it is a hilariously fun game. It is it's kind of like Catan meets the Game of Life kind of thing.
Okay.
And it is so much fun. Like, you don't need to know anything about The Sims to play it. It kind of uses the concept of, like, need management and, like, traveling to different places and, like, It's I thought it was a ton of fun, and I know a lot of people who have you know, played it have said the same thing. But again, just in this world, in this era, in this modern era, like, when do you have five people in a room to play a board game with nowadays, realistically? All right, but you live in the before times in Canada, all right? So that's a little different. We don't do that.
Oh, shut the fuck up. Look what you're talking about. Goddamn America. Every time the orange man opens his mouth, it just rolls back.
We all hide in our homes.
Speaking of specifically Canadian things, there's this show called This Hour Has 22 Minutes.
Yes.
And they made fun of Settlers of Canada, and it was like, you couldn't play until you owned your own hockey team.
I love
That's
that.
That's actually pretty
God.
Good.
Oh, God.
That is quite good. See, I hope to own it one day. I've heard nothing but good things from the board game community. People like it. That's all I can say. For anyone who's listening who plays board games, it has a very low weight, and what that means, it's really easy to pick up. I think it was, when I looked at it today, it was a 1.53, which is very low at a scale of 5. It's a very easy game from what I can
agreed.
Tell.
Yeah. Agreed. Yeah, and it's funny because when I first looked at the rules and I started playing, and I was like, oh, this is simple. This is no problem, right? And then after my first playthrough, I was like, wait, there's strategy here. So, like, easy to play, but then you can strategize on top of it. So I thought that was really cool. Yeah.
I hope they do, like, some form of a legacy game. I think that would be a lot of fun.
That would be fun.
Yes.
Agreed.
Okay. Also, in July, we did have an event for hotties that play The Sims. That is when they had, I can't remember, everybody that was there, that did that, but I'm pretty sure it also Nard was did some event. I don't
Oh,
remember
so you're
what it
talking about in DreamCon, right? That
DreamCon.
was in
Yeah.
DreamCon.
That
Yes,
was
yes, yes.
DreamCon.
Yeah, so
Meet Megan the
it
Stallion.
was Megan Thee Stallion,
Yep.
Ebonics,
Yes.
and I forget the third one. I'm so sorry. I forget her name. But she was the one who was actually driving the game when they did that. And I listen, and Nard was there also doing his thing. He had a stream as well. Or not a, I don't know if he streamed or if he was just there. I forget. But I remember watching that stream, and it's like it's so funny because like Doja Cat streamed The Sims, and you could tell that Doja Cat was like a simmer for real, right?
Yes.
And Megan Super wasn't. Megan was just there to have a good time.
Yes. And T-Pain became a fairy.
Oh yeah.
That was also in July.
Yes, that's right. So the T-Pain stream was catastrophic. And the reason I say that is because it was probably the most interesting like amount of time I've ever watched anything happen, because not only did he sit there and just rag on The Sims nonstop, like he was like, why is this? Why? Like he trashed it like crazy. Then he announced his hairstyle months before it was supposed to come out, which he wasn't supposed to do. Like on the stream, he was literally like, "Yeah, we have a hair. I did it like a hairstyle with the Sims team. I don't know if I was supposed to talk about that." It was such a colossal train wreck that they pulled that live stream from everywhere. You cannot find it. That's how bad it was. Now,
Amazing.
much love to T-Pain, amazing artist, hilarious entertainer.
Yeah.
Was not the right move.
Nope. Nope, it was not. Well, we gotta speed run this because we are
Yeah, let's do
running
it.
out of time. Okay,
Let's do
we
it.
are
Let's do it.
in August now, and we had two kits, the
Yes.
grunge mudroom kit and the essential glam.
Yeah, so Peacemaker and Cryptic Sim, right? So everyone was expecting the Peacemaker kit. Like that was something that we were all really stoked about. I thought that it was a surprising boring decision by Peacemaker, in my honest opinion. Not to criticize his kits at all. Like I thought they were beautiful, but I thought that they didn't really get a lot of utility from me or from people that I know. Americans don't, or at least like not all Americans have a mudroom. That's probably a very northern thing that happens. But like, I don't even know what a mudroom is. That where you store your used mud? Like I don't know what the purpose of those are. Because we don't have things like that,
Clearly, he
right?
doesn't walk out in the snow and then have to
Yeah,
go into a
yeah,
room
clearly, yeah, clearly he doesn't have a mud
disrobe.
room.
Exactly. No, exactly. Correct me if I'm wrong. Did the Essential Glam kit, that wasn't the one that added like the shiny stuff to the face, right? That was something
No,
separate,
that was
right?
fairies, I
That was
think. Fairies.
fairies. Yeah, got it, got it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't use Cryptic Sims kits that much myself. I'm not really even though I wear makeup, I don't play with like really makeup fashion-y Sims for the most part. So if you guys have any feedback on that, I'd love to hear it, but
Those
I just
new
would
NPC characters are going to look better than ever, though, with
have. Yeah, they are.
their winged eyeliner. Yeah,
Exactly,
smoky
exactly,
eyes. All
exactly.
right, next. And then September, all I
Yes.
have is an event, Forever Friends.
Oh, the Forever
Oh,
Friends.
right.
Yeah, so that so I don't know. So at the very beginning we didn't I don't think we knew about the return of imaginary friends yet. We might
No,
have. I'm not
yeah.
entirely sure. But that was a really problematic event for me. It was really difficult. It was really buggy. People were concerned about how to do it. There was like a lot of things happening there. But obviously, it was all kind of leading into Adventure Awaits. You know, that was
Yes.
the big thing, right? And I think it's fair to say that Adventure Awaits is probably the best expansion pack The Sims 4 has ever released. I think that's fair to say. It is a colossally impressive expansion pack. Like not only is the world beautiful, the lore is beautiful, the build by was absolutely incredible, the CAS was incredible, the system that they built in, like the actual like
Getaway
vacation
system.
getaway system or whatever, was absolutely tremendous. It really changed how streamers stream The Sims. And it was it it's a, oh, and the imaginary friends, obviously you can't go away from doing that. They're so fun. I love to do that. Like, I love to see what people do with them. And they change the gameplay so much. It's such a great I it was one of those capstone expansion packs that, sealed the deal for me about how good these things are.
Yeah, and
Agreed.
they did a good job representing New Zealand as well.
Yeah.
Yes.
Even though they'll claim forever that it wasn't directly inspired, even though it's
It's
fucking New
100%
Zealand.
inspired.
Yeah.
It's New Zealand.
I just don't think they want to get into like hot water, especially because the pack failed at representing indigenous people
Yes. Yes.
in Asia Pacific. And I think that was a disappointment. That's not a fight for me to have, but that was a real
Yeah.
disappointment. So yeah.
Very fair. And the only remaining thing that came out in October was a kit that literally no one asked for.
The
It's
autumn
like
apparel kit,
autumn
right? Yeah,
apparel.
no one asked for it.
Nobody
That came
fucking
out of
asked for
nowhere.
that.
It
It was I literally had just finished a podcast with Jube, and we were talking about like, what the fuck are we gonna do now? What is left of EA Shambles? She's like, Stoss, a new kit's coming out. I was like, fucking shut the fuck up.
So it's really
No
funny.
way.
So we they announced the potential buyout a couple
Yes.
of weeks before this, or a couple
Yes.
days before
It was a
this,
couple
right?
days.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It
So
was
like
September 28th. I can
exactly.
tell
So
you exactly what day it was because it was the day my Adobe renewed. And I was like, fuck, I'm stuck doing this for another year.
exactly. So
Yeah.
that was the big thing. And obviously this kit coming out just kind of like got overshadowed completely. Like no one was talking about it. No one wanted to focus on it. There were much greater conversations to be had.
Yeah.
And I think that's
Manifesting the failure of the
Yes.
I think it's worth talking about that now,
Yeah.
about the buyout. So there's been a lot that's been said about it. I think talking about right now, right? At the time it was announced that a potential deal had been struck to purchase the existing shareholders of EA, which is a public company, to become a private company that is currently owned and managed predominantly by Jared Kushner's Silver Lake, as well as partners within the PIF, which is Saudi Arabia's bank arm, effectively the Saudi Arabian government, right? So obviously, when that news came out, it was huge backlash. But there was a lack of temperance in regards to like actions that people were taking. You had people claiming that it had already been sold when it hadn't. It had been it had There's a lot of process that needs to go through for it. Only just recently, actually, did we hear that the shareholders have agreed to the buyout, right? So the shareholders have all agreed to the buyout, which means that it's now going to move into financial review by the government, and also the banks in question. So a lot can happen between then and now. But I think that, and I retain this thought to this day, is that this world isn't clean, right? Everything is in some way, tainted in blood in some capacity. And at the end of the day, you need to choose to ask yourself, like, what do you want to do to keep yourself happy? You do whatever makes you happy. And I'm not going to judge anybody unless they're out actually doing the thing. I'm going to let people live their lives. You know what I mean? Like, that's my position, and I'm going to hold it. But yeah, we just don't know. To this day, we don't know what's going to happen. It seems likely that it's going to be sold, right? So it'll join the ranks of like Spotify and Nintendo and, all these other companies.
Warner
And
Brothers, Netflix,
yeah, Warner Brothers,
Paramount,
Netflix.
Skydance,
Yeah,
HBO.
it's just
We can keep
ByteDance, like
going, right?
TikTok,
Yeah.
Facebook, Meta. Like
Yeah.
it's just gonna join all these other conglomerates. I know that a lot of people think like there's two camps, right? The first camp is, oh, EA is going to like sell out and like remove all of its diversity and inclusivity. That's not going to happen. That's just not going to happen. It is not in their interest to lose money like that. The second camp simply is, I don't want to support a company that supports the atrocities of another government. That's fair, do you?
Yep.
That's all I can say. Do you?
Yep.
Yeah.
The only thing I want to piggyback on that is, like you said, like whatever makes you happy, go be happy. Don't judge anybody who wants, you know. But you don't need permission to go play a new game. Go play a new game.
Yeah, for sure.
Go create new content.
You're seeing a lot of protesting through what people are choosing to do as well, and that is playing different games. And I think people can protest through action as well. So,
Agreed.
Exactly.
Agreed.
Okay. We shall move on.
Yeah, please.
Okay. So we've talked about November. We're down to December, which is our three kits. Two make absolutely no fucking sense. I still think it's a fever dream. I don't think they're real. And obviously, I'm talking of the SpongeBob kits.
The SpongeBob kits,
makes no sense.
I hate them as much as you do.
I really don't. I was like, they literally jumped the shark with SpongeBob.
So let's have we all collectively forgotten about Katy Perry's Sweet Treats? Have we all just forgotten about that? We're just gonna tell like that didn't happen. No. But here's the thing. Okay, here's the thing. All right, Paramount has spent billions of dollars to push SpongeBob everywhere.
Yep.
You've got that one song by the whoever at this point.
Ice Spice.
And then you have
she's gonna be in The Sims next year.
Yeah, exactly. 100%. And then you have the Burger King meal
Patty meal.
Yeah, and then there was like other ones everywhere. Like all right. If I was EA and Paramount was like, yo, we'll give you millions of dollars if you make a kit for SpongeBob, I'd be like, bet, let's fucking go. Yep. Right? Do I think that it was like unethical or fucked up? No. I mean, I don't. You have to understand
kids' bedrooms. Like
They are. Yeah. If you take out all the pieces that aren't like with a big SpongeBob face on them, very cute kit. Right? Very, very cute kit. Now, I think I remember now I didn't notice this while I was streaming, but I remember watching Lil Simsy's stream, and she was talking about the quality of like the things with SpongeBob's images on them, and they were really bad. Like you could even tell like the art, like the artifacting on like the sides, as if it was like a really poorly done like you know cut or whatever, right? So there's an argument there, but like the actual kits themselves, like the pieces, I thought were cute, super cute. Like I really liked it.
I do think it should have been one pack for sure. Maybe a little bit more expensive because it would have been a larger kit.
Or do one stuff pack. Just saying.
I think it was ultimately. Yeah. I think it was ultimately more expensive because they had to pay licensing to Paramount. That's just the reality of it. That's just what it is.
So. Absolutely. And then last but not least, my favorite kit of the year was Perry Dream Set.
Perry Dream Set, you like that one a lot? Yeah. Nico, you know what? It was pretty. During my stream, I remember laughing because I thought it was supposed to be like a decades inspired kind of deal. And there was so much like goth girly like underwear and like stockings and stuff like that. Did you see that? I think you need to deep dive into that kit because it's kind of down bad.
I would say it was more modern.
It's modern.
Modern. Okay, we're on two different pages then.
It's more modern. I love Miko.
Modern Prairie.
A Patreon fan, I've been supporting Miko forever. So
me too.
Since
2021.
If you look at the images that they put out for it, you expect like farm life and like, you know, Little House on the Prairie, not like, you know, just baddies in their fishnets and chokers. Like that's not what I expected when I saw it. All right. Cause that's what came out.
It was kind of fun having friends that got to participate in the different, like the packs or the kits, as well as like Danielle builds getting to build for Adventure Awaits. You learn through your friends how much parameters they have to work with when they're making these kits and making these builds. And something that they would usually sign their name to that they're putting out as custom content or putting out as their own builds, EA restricts them to the point where it doesn't look as amazing as work that they would normally put out. And that's just the reality.
Agreed.
I agree. Yeah. Well, kits, that's everything. That's 2025. I mean, there's so many kits, 18 kits to be fact. I mean, there's a couple other things that then you mentioned. Obviously, a lot of merch that has come out.
Yeah,
throughout the year.
Yeah, we did get a lot of merch. Yeah.
The TwitchCon meetup in October.
TwitchCon was great. I loved being there and experiencing that event. It was incredible to see so many Sims fans together in one place. Got to meet a ton of amazing creators. And it was honestly so much fun. I took so much swag. I took so let me tell you a little story that I don't think anybody has talked about to this day, but I'll tell it real quick. I'm not gonna get fired. At the actual booth, right? Mm-hmm. Sims Guru Ninja was passing out game codes, right? Literally cards with game codes on them. Right. And he was just passing them out and then placing them on the booth area, all around. Right. And when I realized what happened, I was with a couple of other creators, and I won't name drop, but I was with a couple of other creators, and I asked Sims Guru Ninja, I was like, are these Adventure Awaits game codes? He's like, yeah, they're a bunch of codes. And I just looked at all of them and I just started running around collecting game codes, literally just grabbing the cards and because I was like, I'm going to give these away, which is absolutely what I did. I just ran around the booth, just putting cards in my pocket, and they all followed suit. You just suddenly saw a bunch of creators just running around grabbing.
Okay, game Robin codes. Hood, don't get fired.
Right.
Oh, but it was so fun.
Well,
it was so fun.
What are your guys' hopes for 2026? For The Sims, if you have any.
Manifesting the failure of the buyout.
Yes.
Honestly, for me, it's right now there's a lot of questions as to the fate of The Sims franchise, right?
Yeah.
And I really want to see what happens. I really want to see what happens. I'm hoping for a positive, a positive announcement. I believe I saw on a community post on Reddit that they were going to make some kind of announcement in January. So I'm actually really excited to see what the future of The Sims holds. So
fingers crossed. Do either of you have a New Year's resolution? Do you want to share with us?
200,000 subscribers on YouTube is my
goal.
Yeah.
I think we can make that happen. Court, do you have one?
Yeah, just another great year with my son, and then hopefully more success for Gonza's videos, because his success ends up working out for me too.
For sure.
There you go. I would say 2026 is my final year of filming, so I want to have the best year I could possibly have. So
we'll be here.
Yep.
Yeah, we'll be here.
2027, the final episode's going to be. So yep. I'm very excited to finally hang up the cat headphones after all this time.
No.
I still got a little time left.
And it's gonna be Gons Unplugged, right? That's what the end result is.
Oh my god.
You know, I actually had 5 people ask to take over my show. But obviously it's Gons because
exactly.
I literally sent you guys, for the last 3 years since we've been doing podcasts together, one of our episodes is always the most listened. So yeah, it will definitely be Gons Unplugged featuring Stassi. Actually, it might as well just be that's what this podcast is called.
No. Goodness me.
He's the number one guy in the group.
Yeah, literally, he's the number one guy in the group.
Exactly.
But anyways, thank you both so much for coming here today. I know you have to go, but a quick plug, where can we find you both?
Yeah, so you can find me on everywhere, YouTube, TikTok, Instagram, Twitch, at My Name is Gons.
Fantastic. Court, where can we find you?
At The Disney Sims or on Gons' streams.
Fantastic. Well, everybody listening to this, I hope you have a great New Year's. I hope 2026 is great. I know the world is very, very dark right now, and I'm hoping for a much brighter 2026 ahead. Anybody listening to this, new episodes every week, all of 2026 will be multiple episodes, completely revamping all the written interview series. So this is your time. You want to get interviewed by me? You got a year to do it. So I want to thank everybody for coming here today and listening to us, and we're manifesting the downfall of the sale, and we can go back to EA and The Sims of what it was back in September. So Anyways, thank you, everybody. Have a great rest of your day. Bye.